Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says one of his main priorities is to ensure that communities across Jamaica benefit from the successes of the tourism industry. This through improved opportunities for employment, partnership, and business ventures. Mr. Bartlett was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Want to start off, Minister, by you are giving us a little bit about the status of the industry now and your own thinking about its prospects.
Well, the industry now, I think, is poised to have a regeneration. In fact, there's need for a rethink in terms of two key elements. One, the consumption patterns that we've had, and the second, the production patterns that we've had. And tourism consumes twice, if you will. The consumption first is for the visitor buying or offering, and then the visitor consuming the experience when they arrive. That's the consumption side. And then the production side is us providing the inputs to satisfy the customer's need or the visitor's need when they arrive. So we have preoccupied ourselves in Jamaica with the consumption side in the sense of bringing the tourists in and creating the demand. But we have not moved pari passu with the production side to enable us to provide those inputs. The result is that we have had to import the very inputs that are required to make the visitor have a wonderful time here. The result, of course, is the retention level of the dollar in our economy has been low. In this new iteration for me as minister, I want to correct that. And in doing so, provide for Jamaica the real opportunities to benefit from the real fruits of the tourism industry. Tourism provides the greatest opportunity for job creation of any industry. It is felt that for each visitor who comes, it provides 60 opportunities for employment.
60.
As opposed to one barrel of oil, which provides 5 employment opportunities. Because tourism is a series of moving parts which converge around an experience which people buy and spend a lot of money for. They travel all over the world to realize that experience. So what we have to do in Jamaica, like the countries that have used tourism to increase their economic value and benefits, is to understand this and to respond to the demand that tourism provides.
So will that mean that your ministry will be working closely
with agriculture?
With various ministries?
Absolutely, because remember I said before, it's a series of moving parts that must all connect seamlessly to create that experience. Mm. So we are going to be working closely
with the production ministries.
Production ministries, with the service ministry, ICT ministry, that provides the education ministry, because that is the next level
training needs.
In my 5-point.
Yes.
The building out of the human capital.
So the ministry will be taking a highly technologically focused approach to tourism development.
Absolutely.
Minister.
Absolutely. Beyond the technology and its innovative impact, is the need for us to make tourism more inclusive. That is to involve more people in producing against that demand.
Minister, I think you're about to talk about the human capital.
Yes. This is very important. You see, our people remains the most iconic attraction in Jamaica. People travel to relate to people, to find people.
That's right.
And so we have to build the capacity of our people to provide an experience that is not come to mind, that is exceptional.
Yes.
An experience that is opinionated, that then crafts a new conversation in the minds of all our visitors that abide with them forever when they leave us.
Yes.
And in doing so, we think that the need for training and the building out now of new training institutions. So we're going to build a hospitality school. We're going to also build an institute of craft development.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.